Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G, more towers, and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Spiegel and Holmes, afternoons on the Score.
We're moving the ball. We're not scoring points as often as we'd like to. So I kind of felt it since the start of the season is when we get the first down, we're able to move the ball really as at will, if you will. And so we're just not resulting in the points. Our red zone percentage is down. We need to score more touchdowns when we get down there. And then if we had two more three and outs here this week, that once again, if we get the first down, we're in good shape.
It's Ben Johnson talking about some of the issues that his offense has been having. His team loses yesterday. Bears still 4-3. Had an opportunity to get themselves the first place. Speaks
5-2. Well, no, because the Packers.
Before the Packers.
Before
game.
The Packers, yeah, could have been sitting there in first place going into the Sunday nighter.
And the Packers have a tie on their record.
Yeah, they do.
They also might win the Super Bowl. I'm sorry, they're good. They're good.
Look, when Jordan Love is putting up 326 and some tutties on the road on a Sunday night,
tying touchdown records with the guy who's across the field from him.
Yeah, it's not.
And that Tucker Kraft thing is a thing.
He's good.
That's a thing.
National Tight Ends Day. Did you guys know about that?
That's a thing.
Shut up about the Tight Ends Day. I'm done with you. I'm over it.
I don't know if they allow media at that like Tight End Summit, but I think I'm going to go.
Yeah?
If they do.
Will they let you in?
I want to see what's going on over there. They'll be like, you're way too small to be here. I'll be like, you're right.
Yeah, that Packers thing last night, it makes you feel like a little bit better and a little bit worse about everything, because you're like, oh, you're still not at that level yet. So like, you're like, the Bears are still not close to being
right.
That good as a football team.
So maybe just sit back and watch the development and don't pretend it's a year where that it's actually one
exactly.
You can contend in.
Exactly. Spot
There's some
on.
Freedom in that. There's some freedom in that. Bears are 5-16 in the red zone over the last month. Ugh. They are 26th in the NFL in red zone touchdown rate. 26th.
I like the Packers all-white uniforms with the all-white helmet.
Like that look?
It's a good look.
I really love the Steelers uniforms. I don't know about you.
I did not like the Steelers uniforms.
And maybe matte yellow, Savannah Bananas thing. What the hell is going on
and
there?
And maybe the Packers uniform looked better because it was going up against that Steelers uniform.
Now, traditional all whites look pretty slick. Like when the Bears do it, they look slick also.
I miss the old prison bumblebee throwback Steelers uniforms. I like those. Thought Big Ben looked good in those prison stripes. You know what I mean? I think you do.
You're listening to a Plumbers 911 Football Monday presented by Busey Bank and Great Clips. I wonder how Jay would look in them.
Oh, man. By the way, we're giving away a pair of tickets to see the Foo Fighters Take Cover Tour 2026 with special guest Queens of the Stone Age. Hell yes. Soldier Field, Saturday, August 8th, 2026. Tickets go on sale Friday, October 31st at 10 a.m. Central. Be caller number 6 to 312-540-0670 when you hear this.
the Foo Fighters. If you asked me for one of the Foo Fighters' hit songs, I would be in trouble. I have to admit, I would be in trouble with the Foo Fighters. Julio sends me that the Foo Fighters' lead singer was in Nirvana with Kurt Cobain.
Okay. He was the drummer from Nirvana.
Okay, I've heard of Nirvana. I actually saw the two guys from Nirvana perform with Paul McCartney last year at the 12-12-12, and I was looking for the exit, okay?
Foo Fighters.
So sorry,
as you Christopher Walken would
sorry,
say.
Sorry you had to live through that, Pope.
I got to start acting like a guy who actually liked Jay, because I didn't have any problems with Jay when he was here.
I know, it's my fault.
I should start acting like that.
You're enjoying making the jokes. This is what happens in afternoons. That's all. That's what I'm saying.
That's a good point. Hey, Brett, you're on the score.
Hey, it's Fred from Beaver Dam.
Oh, I'm sorry, Fred.
Fred, what's happening?
Cream cheese.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Cream cheese and rusty white pickup trucks. I kind of agree. You guys are stealing my thunder on this one. I think they're just a middling team right now, and you just kind of have to watch for blips in the development. And if somehow they're able to wrangle a playoff spot out of it, that'd be a bonus on the house. But I think right now, good coach, young quarterback, a little bit of time, and a couple of holes in the roster. They have to play almost a perfect game to win.
Yeah, you know, I think that renders the stray Tyson Bagent call pretty irrelevant. It at least for the moment here. It's like, it's not like this team is good enough that a step in is going to change the fabric of your year when you have issues in the other spots.
I'm not entertaining any of that. Because the whole point of the exercise outside of winning is this guy the guy?
Yeah, man. That's what you're working on.
So you've got to run all of those scenarios through. You've got to give him every opportunity to prove you right that you moved heaven and earth. You got that number one pick. You had it, and you took the right guy.
Yeah.
I will say that as someone who was not a fan of Bo Nix in the draft, and he was not a fan of Drake May in the draft, it's harder and harder to look at those two guys' development and not go, ooh, are they also moving faster than Caleb is through his development?
There's no doubt. There's absolutely no doubt that both those guys are. And with Jaden Daniels, even though he's regressing a little and been hurt a lot, that makes three. That makes three no-doubters in his draft class. In my opinion.
Yeah, that's a struggle.
By the way, number one in quarterback rating in the NFL is Drake May at 118.7.
That'll work.
Lamar Jackson's ahead of him, but he's only played four games. Drake May is... Julio Rodriguez is really emotionally invested in this Bears season.
I relate to that. North Riverside and Will. Hey, Will, you're on the score.
Hello, gentlemen. Thank you for taking my call. And second of all, happy National Tight Ends Day.
How dare you? Stop, Will!
And also with you.
And also with you.
Appreciate it. I want to kind of harp on the fact of penalties. To me, this feels like it's a recurring thing season after season. I don't know what the solution is. Clearly, that's why I'm on the couch and not playing football on Sundays. But, you know, we got to do something about it. It's going to be the death of us no matter what. Yes, I know we can fix it, but it's a very broad point. But I think we really need to figure out how to come in and switch up these issues that we keep making.
Yeah, got to play cleaner, man. Got to play cleaner. We're going to talk about it at 5 o'clock.
That's a nihilist point of view.
Yeah, yeah. Well,
I think it's funny, though, that like Will's solution to the penalties kind of sounds like Ben Johnson's.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know. We got to figure it out, right?
Five o'clock.
We need to talk about a lot of things
as
it pertains to the head coach of your Chicago Bears. Mm. Oak Forest and Ryan. Hey, Ryan, you're on the Score.
Hey, what's going on? Thanks for letting me talk football with you.
You got it.
No, I'm not here to talk about the past, like, gross me, McNown, Eric Kramer. But I will say, this is the second time where our defense was let off the hook from having to play Lamar, but still lost to his high school friend, Tyler Huntley. And we choked again, but, you know, in 2021, it was a completely different Bears team. And I got to wonder how much of a competitive advantage it was for the Ravens to pull the rug on Lamar last minute, and then our defense had to play against their backup with a game plan that was more suited for an MVP, you know, Vic 2.0, rather than one of the most sound, fundamental backup QBs who just couldn't throw an incompletion. I mean, they're two different guys.
Yeah, they're very different guys. Lawrence and I differ on how much competitive advantage it might have had, but it's super.
I don't like it.
Yeah, it's super shady nonetheless. It's super shady. And I'll say this, having Lamar at scout probably makes Caleb look slower.
Yeah, can you imagine? Like, hey, could you duplicate what Caleb Williams does?
Yeah, no problem.
Sure.
Yeah, I got that.
I can do that.
Yeah.
Do you guys need me on Sunday? No, not to beat the Bears.
Oh.
That's what I'm worried about, that's the conversation that went on.
Because this is why we were so convinced he was definitely going to play. You're 1-5. Only one team has made the playoffs after going 1-6 since the merger in 1970.
And I get the idea that you don't want him to play twice in 5 days. But if you don't play him on yesterday and you lose, then there's no reason to play him on Thursday.
Yeah.
Because your season's over.
Warren Sharp had, well, we'll ask Potsy about it. 420. Warren Sharp had a tweet last week where he was talking about who the quarterbacks are that the Vikings have beaten because the Vikings are having a down year. He's like, man, the only people they've beaten are Dylan Gabriel.
Oh, yeah.
Who's the other one?
Caleb Williams.
Caleb Williams is one of them. It was
Jake Browning.
Jake Browning, Dylan Gabriel, and Caleb Williams. Those are the only quarterbacks the Vikings have beaten. And Potsy, who we'll talk to in 15 minutes, Potsy was like, oh boy, that doesn't feel good.
That's the same reaction that you had to the graphic of Justin Fields and Josh Allen with time to throw.
Yeah. Josh Allen, pre-Brian Daboll, Justin Fields 23, and Caleb. Those are your three worst quarterbacks in time to throw.
Shout
whoa,
out to
whoa.
I know. I know, Mike.
Shout out to Justin Fields, though.
Come on, man. How do you not feel good for that guy?
You know what I think happened yesterday? And I think that there are a lot of Chicago fans that probably felt this too.
Okay.
The way that we feel about that kid, the people who hate him now feel that way about him. It's like, oh, that's what everyone was saying about how this is a good kid that has a great heart and you want to see him succeed.
Now we get it.
I think there were a lot of people. I was watching the national shows this morning, complete about face on Justin Fields.
Well, how do you not? After the owner makes a fool of himself.
Shout out to Alex Smith, too, for calling that out.
Yes, agreed. And shout out to Mike Golic Jr. with a great line that I can't just steal.
Steal it. No, just give him credit.
I am. Justin Fields with a revenge game against the team he is currently on. It's perfect. It's perfect. Because we see, you know, we had the Dennis Allen revenge game last week.
Roquan Smith revenge game yesterday. Smith,
yeah. And then this was a Justin Fields revenge game against the Jets themselves.
It's hard when you have a quarterback with, you know, with a rating that we've got, you know. He has the ability, but something just is not jiving.
If we can just complete a pass, it would look good.
Fields does indeed look away, goes towards the end zone. It is caught.
Johnson for the Jets touchdown. Justin Fields trying to breathe life into this Jets offensive operation that has been dormant. 15 yards.
I tell you what, this is really a great throw by Justin Fields with pressure in his face coming to the right.
Rock and roll spirit, Adidas.
No, yeah. Adam has calmed it down significantly.
Yeah? You think so?
Oh, they did four breaks, and I was writing notes on every one of them. And it was nuts and bolts.
All he did was,
here's what happened, well, and back to you.
Said Ian and JJ.
Let's send it back to New York. Adam Schott.
Ian, JJ.
Check it with Adam Schott in New York.
Ian, JJ. CJ Stroud to the X-Men.
Adam Schott.
JJ, Dylan Gabriel to Harold Fannin Jr.
Back to Adam Schott.
Ian, JJ, Jackson Dart.
Adam Schott, NFL Today update.
Ian, JJ, Josh Allen. Ian, JJ, Dak Prescott.
You're right, it is just nuts and bolts.
Nuts and bolts, someone got to him.
Tanny's the best. We didn't even talk about it. You just brought it up.
I wanted to surprise you with that one. Oh. I was going to say it in the thread, like, hey, did you guys ask for a supercut of all of Adam Schein's updates? Oh, no, you didn't? Yeah. Well, here's one anyway.
No rock and roll. Rock and roll, Ian and JJ.
Rock and roll, Spiro Adidas.
Yeah, we get Spiro and Arch. That's how you know our game sucks. Bears and Bengals, they're like, you know what? Let's give them Spiro and Arch again.
Well, Spiro's out of the AFC South for a couple weeks.
Yeah, whatever.
So he's going to call it like the Super Bowl.
Fifth on the depth chart. Number one in Bears fans' hearts.
Hey, man.
What? It's higher than me. You're right. I should be nicer. It's afternoons. I blame afternoons.
Jeez. Let the guy live.
You're the one out here making Cutler jokes.
I actually really like Jay. Jay and I actually got along pretty well.
Doesn't sound like it.
I know. You're right. Rock and roll, Matt Spiegel. Let's go to Neil, who's calling from Massachusetts. Hey, Neil, you're on the score.
Oh, boy. Drake May fan. Go
ahead. How's it? No, I am not a Drake May fan. I'm a Chicago Bears fan.
God love you.
And I'm just wondering, I've been a Bears fan since 1990, and how are we not able to develop a quarterback by now?
I don't want to do that show.
I don't want
to do that. And here's the thing. The development's not at an end. How about that? Don't worry about that for a little while longer. I'm not saying forever.
Thanksgiving?
Maybe a little after that. They're going to be playing their best ball in December and January. That's what Ben said.
What league are they in that they play in January?
Well, they have a game. They have a regular season game in January.
Good point. It's a very good point.
And then maybe there's playoffs. They are very – look, if the In the Hunt graphic came out right now.
Oh, they're locked and loaded.
They are in it.
You're right. Okay.
And you know, the way I judge is week 12. If week 12, there's the In the Hunt graphic and you're in it and not at the bottom of it, you've got a chance. You are in the hunt.
Mm. All right, look,
the Bears
it's
in the
not
hunt,
over.
5-7.
It's not over. Thank you for the call. We understand the feeling, and that is behind some of the desire to dismiss Caleb, but he's undismissable as of right now, and I'm not dismissing him either. But Lawrence, I thank you for that patience that I needed to hear.
Carl is out in Mundelein. Hey, Carl, you're on the score.
Hey, good afternoon, guys. How are you?
We're good, man.
Good. What's
you.
Up, man?
Good, appreciate it. Just got off the golf course, so I'm very relaxed.
Hmm.
Hey, what I wanted to talk to you guys about is refereeing. And where I want to take that is I came away after the game kind of feeling yesterday that the Bears really didn't have much of a chance to win going in. You know, we'll put the X and the O side things aside. You guys have kind of talked those, you know, very, very well.
I'm gonna need you to get to the point fast.
Yeah. So I wanted to ask you guys is the last couple of weeks we've seen a trend where teams that don't have big winning records seem to be getting some of the short shift on refereeing. Did the Bears get short shift on refereeing yesterday?
I didn't think so at all. Appreciate the call. The Nate McLeod pass interference was a good call against him. The formation penalty on the punt, the left side of that offensive line was way off.
Yeah.
Was way off.
They could have called an OPI, though.
On DeAndre Hopkins.
Yeah.
They
could have called an OPI on the D-hop.
I'll give you that. I'll give you that. But false starts are false starts by the Bears. those are not really changeable.
The other thing is that Baltimore had a worse record than the Bears. So what if your thesis is teams with bad records don't get the breaks,
uh-huh,
the Ravens were the team with the worst record.
Right. I guess you could say that the Ravens are the favorite, or like the league would rather the Ravens get it. I don't think that was the case yesterday. I think that is a missed call on D-Hop on the OPI or the face mask. I do think that Zaccheaus was hit helmet to helmet on the play that they reviewed.
I don't think that they can call that retroactively, though.
They can't add that
on
expedited review?
No. Well, it was a challenge, so you're going back into the challenge and looking for something specific.
Okay.
I don't think that they can retroactively call a penalty.
Okay. I think you're probably, I'm sure you're right on that. So look, there's those two, but I didn't think the calls against the Bears were egregious. They have been in previous weeks. There have been some times, but I didn't think that was the case yesterday.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
T-Mobile is more than the best network in the game. They're now the best network in America, according to the experts at Ookla Speedtest. So baseball fans are connected to the Fall Classic from home to home plate with the most advanced 5G. More towers and a signal that goes farther than ever before. T-Mobile has you covered. For baseball fans, it's better over here.
Best mobile network based on analysis by Ookla of Speedtest Intelligence data, first half 2025. See details at T-Mobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10/7 through 12/1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.